Yuma Perikei Mishnah Hei 5:5. The Mishnah continues to elaborate on the process of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and specifically the application of the blood. We ended up from the previous Mishnah where we'd combined the blood of the par, the bull, and the seir, the goat, together into a single receptacle. And we have, if you're keeping track, a total of 11 more applications to go. And we've done 32 so far. 2 times 8 in the Kaddish Kedashim before the Kaporis, and 2 times 8 in the Kodesh in front of the Parochet, so that's 32. And we have to get to 43, so we have 11 more to go. So here will be 4 of them. And these will be done on the Mizbeach HaZahav, all 11 actually will be on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar in the Kodesh. Now, the verse reads, this is the verse in Vayikra Tezayin, like all the verses we have in the Masechta, essentially. Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18, it says, V'yatza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem v'chiper alav, and the Kohen Gadol will go out to the altar that's before Hashem and effect atonement on it. So now there are two mizbachot, two altars in the Beis HaMikdash. This one's lifnei Hashem, and therefore we understand that will be the mizbeach that's in the Kodesh, the golden altar, and the Mishnah will say that explicitly. The pasuk continues on and says, "V'lakach midam hapar umidam haseir." He'll take the blood of the bull and the goat. Remember, it's commingled. "V'nasan al karnos hamizbeach saviv," and he will apply it to the corners, like all the horns, the protrusions on the golden altar, all around it. Now there are four coronotes, protrusions, so that'll mean four corners. The verse actually, however, says v'nasan, he will place, as opposed to hiza, sprinkle. So unlike the previous applications, which was these 32 sprinklings before the kaparat and parochet on the ground, here we actually have like daubing the finger onto the protrusions of the golden altar. And the Mishnah says, quoting that verse explicitly, it says, when the pasuk says, quote, V'yatza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, end quote. So the Mishnah explains, Ze mizbach ha-zahav. The Mishnah explains that we're referring to the golden altar, because that's the one that's lifnei Hashem. And now when the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kadosh HaKadoshim, and he has his, and he's where is he standing? He has coming out from our Mishnah learns like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi understands there was a single curtain that divided from the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, when the Kohen comes out, he'll be coming out on the northern side. According to Rabbi Yossi, the opening is on the northern side of that curtain. So that means as he comes out, he will encounter the northern side of the Mizbeach HaZahav first. That's where he'll be standing. And not only that, but since he has to go v'yatza, he has to go like leave, he has to go past the Mizbeach HaZahav and then turn around and go back to it. So that'll mean he goes not only on the northern side, but also he'll be moving from the parochet on the eastern end. So as he moves out away from the parochet and past v'yatza and past the golden altar, he'll be on the north eastern side of the Mizbeach HaZahav. So since the principle is Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvahs, a person has to do a mitzvah that comes to him and can't skip over it, and there are four corners on which to daub the blood, so he has to do the first one he encounters, and although the first one he encounters would be the northwestern corner, since he has to go v'yatza and leave and come back, if you will, he has to go past the altar, it'll be the north eastern corner that he encounters first. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hitchil mechate v'yored, he begins by wiping his finger and going down the corner. And meichanu matchil, where does he start from? Mekeren mizrachas tzafonis, from that northeast corner. Now, mechate, it's actually machlokas rishonim, exactly the origin of this word, if it's referring to chitui, which is like I call it purification, or if it's from the word chet, like Rashi, that it means like sin, and it's like sort of de-sinify, but either way, same idea. It's referring to taking his finger and starting at the top and wiping it down this keren, this protrusion. He's going to be, according to the Tanakhama here, he's going to be walking around the golden altar as he applies it to the four corners. And that being the case, he has to start from the top of each corner and go downward, because we're concerned if he would go upwards, then the blood could drip down his like hand and into his sleeve and ruin his white clothing. Therefore, even though it would be more comfortable to go from the bottom up, he's going to go from the top down to keep his clothing clean. And as he goes around walking in a circle, according to the Tanakhama, he starts, as we said, from the Keren Mizrachis Tzafonis, the northeast corner, closest to him. And then, as you said already a couple times in our Masechta, every turn you make in the Kaddish, in the Beis HaMikdash is always a turn to the right, which is how we would describe it. All motions in a circle go counterclockwise. I understand those are the same, basically the same exact, you know, sentiment. So the same way we did the pious, the lottery in a counterclockwise motion, the same way we walked around the outer altar in a counterclockwise motion, so too, we're going to have a Kohen Gadol walk around the inner altar in a counterclockwise motion. And therefore, if you kind of map it out, you'll see he's starting out in the northeast corner, and then Tzafonis Maravis, the northwest corner, as he goes around, Maravis Dromis, the southwest corner, and finally, Dromis Mizrachis, the southeast corner. He walks in a circle. Now, the Mishnah makes an observation, which is the one that he's ending up with, the last of the four corners, is the Dromus Mizrachis, the southeast corner. Now, that is going to be the corner at which he would be starting the blood application for a chatas whose blood is applied to the outer altar, meaning a normal chatas, normal sin offering. Kohen Gadol also has to apply the blood to the four corners of the outer altar. And how, where would he start from? So he'd be going up the ramp. When you're going up the ramp, you're walking from south to north, of course. And we said he starts on the right-hand side. That would be the eastern side of the ramp. So meaning when he gets to the top, he'll make a right turn, kind of going counterclockwise, which brings him first to the southeast corner of the outer altar. So the point of the Mishnah here is, Makam shu matchil b'chatas shel mizbeach hachitzon, the place where he starts the blood applications of the outer altar sin offerings, meaning the southeast corner, misham haya gomer al mizbeach hapanimi. That's the very corner, the southeast corner, where he ends up, the last of the four corners that he applies the blood to as he goes around in a circle, walking in a circle around the inner altar. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Kiva holds, and the halacha is that there are two curtains, and we said that the inner one is open to the north side, but the outer one on the south side, therefore, actually, according to that view, when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kodesh, maybe on the, it's called the southern side of the Kodesh, and therefore, actually, the Mishnah would be, he'd be starting from the southeast corner to begin with, and then going anticlockwise, the counterclockwise from there. Okay, putting that aside for a second, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees about the idea of walking a circle. Rabbi Eliezer holds he stands in one place. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'mekomo haya omed u'mechate, he stands in one corner, in one place, I should say, and his hand just moves in a circle around the four corners, the four protrusions on the golden altar, and therefore v'al kulan hayanosim melamata lamala, he's allowed to go from the bottom to the top, chutz mezu, except for the first one, shahayasim melafanav, the one he's closest to, shaleah hayanosim melamala lamata, that he goes in a downward motion. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the first of the four corners he goes in a downward motion, but the other three he goes in an upward motion. The reason why is because we are assuming that going from bottom to top upwards is more comfortable. However, if you're standing close to the Keren, and you would be if you're walking in a circle and each of the four Koranos, so if you think about it, you can maybe practice one time and see. If you're going like with your palm, you know, if you will, facing up, going from bottom to top, so then the blood that's on your finger is liable to drip down your hand and dirty your clothing, your sleeve, and the Kohen Gadol is wearing his white clothing, want to keep it clean. Whereas if you're reaching at quite a distance and your elbow is straight, so then if you are going upper motion still, there's not the nature of your wrist, you have to just do it and you'll see. Your wrist isn't cocked in the way that would have the blood reach down and drip into your sleeve. Rather, you kind of drip off your finger, or at most drip off like the bottom back of your hand. And therefore, since your clothes will stay clean, since you're reaching your arm and extending your elbow, you're allowed to go from the bottom to the top, and that's what you do it according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, you walk in a circle, and therefore all four of the blood applications in the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav, of the combined goat bull blood, will be starting at the top and then moving down.